Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
My time is exactly 8:33 right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. As promised a little bit early on, we're going to be having a conversation that is with the custom-made Angela. And just to really understand, first of all, who she is, because listen, we've been fanning you for the longest of time. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good, man. How has the week been treating you?
So far so good, you know, we are coping, everybody is home, it's okay, you know.
All right, so we've been watching your videos for quite some time now on obviously social media. Who is Angela? What is the best way that you would describe Angela, like at the core?
Okay, let me say, people know me as a dancer, as a brand influencer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And as custom-made Angela.
Mm.
Yeah, mainly for dancing, because that's how I started my Instagram page. So it's mainly about dancing. That's just my energy.
Let's not even forget the brand influencing part.
You understand.
Tell us about custom-made Angela. How did you come about the name? Your name is Angela, right?
Yes, my name is Angela.
Okay, now tell us about the custom-made part.
Custom-made part just basically means uniqueness.
Mm.
Yeah, it's different. And it can apply to anybody, actually.
You
know, because everyone is different. So
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. No. So tell us about what happened, man, and the reason why you're here today. Because I was scrolling my Instagram the one day, and then I saw, I think it's the post that you did on your page, you know, just seeking assistance because your family home burned down and the car as well, I understand, right? Yes. So tell us exactly what happened.
Basically, around 4 or 5 a.m., everyone is asleep. My plug in my room, while my phone was charging, it just burst into flames.
Mm.
That time, I'm still sleeping. Later on, my pillow is on fire, my bed is on fire, while I'm still asleep.
Mm-mm.
And my aunt yelled my name out because she has a flat at the back.
At the back,
yeah. So she yelled my name out. No, Angela, the house is burning.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. I got out. I'm trying to take out the fire with water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fire just kept on spreading. Smoke was too much.
Mm.
Everybody got out on their own, surprisingly. Didn't even go in. You know, go and wake up people or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, everybody just woke up on their own.
Mm.
But yeah, and they were busy stopping me from going back in because I was just trying to take out the fire most of the time.
Any serious injuries that we had from this fire?
Yes, it's just actually just me that got injured because I kept on going back in the house.
Yeah.
It's here on my right hand.
Oh, I can see your hand, yeah.
And my left arm here.
So is there anything that was actually saved from the fire?
No.
Nothing at all.
2 hours later,
Fire
brigade shows up.
And I
just feel like they're so unprofessional. I'm sorry to say that, but they came late and they're still busy dressing up while the fire is still going on.
So when you have to look back at this whole experience, right? I mean, obviously you've had a little bit of time. When exactly did this happen, by the way?
It happened on 12 June.
The 12th of June.
Yes.
All right. So if you have to look back, because obviously you've had a little bit of time right now to, so you know, somewhat digest everything that's happened.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that you're most grateful for despite everything that you've lost in this fire?
I am grateful for my family.
Mm.
I'm glad that no lives were lost.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad I'm still alive.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, we are really happy to hear that and to see that despite all the injuries that you have,
you know,
that you're here with us.
But
yeah.
I'm still going to heal and I'm still on my feet.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
still dance.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still here. Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I'm very grateful for.
Mm.
Everything else can be replaced.
Yeah, everything else can be replaced. Mm. And you know, now that we've been talking about that, so many people, obviously the story has touched so many people.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a lot of the times, I was even talking about this a few minutes ago, you need to take a social media break because social media is not good for you, which it isn't for the most part. But here's the thing, you have a platform, you have all these followers, and you're using the platform for good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are supporting you. So there is a concept that you came up with right now to try and obviously revive everything for your family, right? Tell us about the concert.
So it's an event happening at Das Bos in Klein Windhoek, and another one happening at the Loft. The one at Das Bos, it's happening on the 5th next week.
5th of July, right?
5th of July. Okay. And the one at the Loft is happening on the 11th of July. Basically, a lot of artists came forward and decided that, no, let me help out Angela. Let me perform for free just to bring a crowd. And, you know, basically what I'm getting from it is just that the entrance money.
That's
what I'm making from that.
But so, like, this, are these people like in the industry that you know personally, or is it just people that saw the post and then started jumping on? And also, who are the people that actually decided to come on board and decide to help you? Because obviously with their presence, with them being there performing for free, you'll be able to benefit from it.
Okay, so some people I don't know, but they still decided to come forward.
Come on.
But most of them I do know.
Okay.
Yeah. An example, I would say Max Jr., Yeezer, Paige Ethnix, Tate Buti. All these people, they're doing the most for me, you know, and I appreciate them so much.
Yeah.
And shout out to Lady Nate. She's been
she's holding it down.
Yeah, she's been getting all of these people to, you know, agree to this, you know, to help me out and my family.
Yeah.
And shout out to my girlfriend as well.
Yeah.
The love of my life, and she's also doing the most.
She's doing the most, So to how, like, what help have you received so far? I know that there's a GoFundMe. Yeah, there's a GoFundMe. What other ways are you guys also just receiving assistance?
Another way we're receiving assistance is, well, my mom works for, Defense Force.
Oh, okay. NDF, yes.
Yeah, so they know her, and she's a good person, so they decided to help us out with, like, tents and food.
Yeah, yeah.
And a gas stove.
For the meantime,
For the meantime. So, yeah, that's... And we're getting electricity from our neighbors. So,
For now.
Yeah, for now.
The spirit of Ubuntu, man. So tell us, what exactly do you need to replace, like, let's say in the next 3 months right now, what do you need? Because I'm only asking this question because, you know, we could have a listener right now that probably has, I don't know, something that's been laying around the house that still works that they don't use anymore.
Yeah.
What type of donations can our listeners assist you and your family with?
To be honest, anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
It can even be clothes.
Okay.
It can be blankets, pillows.
Yeah.
Something to keep us warm, you know.
Especially because of this winter.
I understand. Another thing is, we are also looking to go to Build It, Mega Build, to help us sponsor so that we can rebuild our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyone that is willing to, like, sponsor us with that, you know,
you're
more than welcome to.
Yeah.
And we would appreciate it so much. Yeah.
No, absolutely, man. If there's anything that you feel you've been... something that you are learning through this process, what would you say that is?
Patience.
Hmm.
I would say it's definitely patience.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that anything, your whole life can change in just a second.
Just like a second, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like after all of this, when we do get back on our feet, I will be definitely grateful for any little thing from anybody, you know. Yeah. So I think that's the lesson I'm getting from it.
Fantastic, man. I just love the fact that there's also, like, people out there who are surrounding you and your family as well, and really being with you through this very difficult time. This story also resonated with me when I saw your post, because a couple of years ago I lost an aunt and my niece in a house fire. It seems that they... Oh, thank you. It seems that they had come home quite late. But they lived in Sevendalan, right? Like in a shack.
Yeah.
They came home late, and then I think they were trying to prepare some food, but they both fell asleep. So it's just really unfortunate. And, you know, with the house fires, we see it, you know, especially the stories happening in Walvisbaai, but obviously it happens all over the country anyway. So, Angela, we're really sorry for what you're experiencing, but what I can tell you right now, you are going to rise from this. You and your family will rise from this. And I think it's just testament to the fact that so many people have actually come through for this concert, first of all, to also just make it possible for you and the family, and also the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
We're talking about this GoFundMe, and you're probably wondering where you can find the link. Please get on your your Instagram, Custom Made Angela. We can share the link as well. We'll post it on our WhatsApp status, by the way. You can just click on it. All the information is right there. And you can just donate on the GoFundMe. You can come through for the concerts that will be happening, obviously, on the 5th of, you say July, right?
Yes.
So the loft is also the same day, but later on in the evening, right?
No.
When is the loft event?
The loft event is on the 11th.
On the 11th.
The week right after.
After that. Yeah. All right. So the 5th of July, you are needed as well. You said it, what's the place name?
Das Boss.
In Klein Ventuk. Yes. And then the 11th will be at the loft. All right. This is to help Custom Made Angela and her family get back on their feet. And like she said, once they get back on their feet, when they get back on their feet with your help, you know, she's just, you'll obviously be grateful for anything.
Of course, and I would definitely be willing to do anything else for them in return.
All right, so contact details that you can leave us with. Perhaps the listeners also just want to get in touch with you a little bit later on.
Okay, so for any donations or if you want to buy a ticket for the concert, you can contact 081-2678-567. Or
you say that again, 081-2678-567. 567. All right.
Yeah. Or you can contact 081-3077-499.
All right. Yes. So that is 081-2678-567. Or you can also contact, that is 081-3077-499. Custom Made Angela, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And I know that everything will be a success. We'll definitely share more information pertaining to the concert and the loft and all of that with the listeners. Obviously, the days to follow as well. We wish you nothing but the best and just send all the love and blessings from Fresh FM to the family as well. All right.
Thank you so much.
All righty. So if you want more information, you're more than welcome to reach out to us as well on our WhatsApp line at 083-001-029. We will share the links with you and please just be a part of this because, you know, we mentioned this a little bit earlier on. Get yourself out there, work out, whatever it is, because you have the privilege of just putting on a warm jacket. There are families out there that are also going through the most, and it's going to be a very cold winter, as it was mentioned in the news a little bit earlier on today. So anything will help. You're more than welcome to reach us on 083-001-029.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.